WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Those monster fee increases proposed last year for Shenandoah National Park and other places? Yeah, not so much. The admission fee is going up $5, not $40. Is Republican Congressman Dave Bratt in Virginia's 7th District in danger from a possible blue wave? Well, Democrats first have to figure out who's going to run against him. We also explore how useful animals can be in therapies for children with autism. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, April 13th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A study commissioned by Virginia transportation officials recommends eventually rerouting part of a road that crosses Natural Bridge, the landmark limestone arch. The findings of the study, led by a Radford University geologist, were released this week. It found that the formation remains safe for the traveling public, but it says that weak areas of the sides and beneath the rock formation and gorge will result in occasional local rockfall events. It also says vehicular traffic should eventually be removed. Virginia Department of Transportation spokesman Ken Slack says work on finding other routes for US 11 is already underway. He says preliminary possibilities could be made public this summer. Also, the Interior Department is increasing fees at the most popular national parks, but to $35 per vehicle, backing down from an earlier plan that would have forced visitors to pay $70 per vehicle to visit Shenandoah National Park, the Grand Canyon, and others. A plan announced Thursday would boost fees at 17 popular parks by $5. That is up from the current $30, but far below the figure that Interior proposed last fall. That plan by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke drew widespread opposition from lawmakers and governors of both parties, who said the higher fees could exclude many Americans from enjoying national parks. The agency received more than 109,000 comments on the plan, most of them opposed. The $5 fee increase will apply to Shenandoah National Park, as well as Yellowstone, Zion, Mount Rainier, Rocky Mountain, and Grand Teton, among others. Republican Senator Frank Wagner's proposed tax credit to help middle-income earners pay their health care premiums is getting the attention of fellow GOP leaders, but how does he want to pay for it? From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports.
When Virginia's House of Delegates first rolled out its budget, a lot of savings from Medicaid expansion were invested in education, things like teacher raises and tuition assistance. One item Republican delegate Chris Jones was particularly jazzed about, a new Virginia Tech cybersecurity program. The price tag, $40 million in state general funds and $10 million in state capital funds.
So we're putting in $50. We're hoping to leverage private sector dollars.
Republican Senator Frank Wagner says that's a program he'd cut to help pay for his $165 million tax credit.
As far as I know, high-tech companies seem to be doing pretty good.
Another area he'd consider trimming, teacher pay raises.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Virginia's 7th District is a small slice of the state running from Culpeper County east of Albemarle to the Richmond suburbs. But the congressional race there is drawing a lot of attention. Democrats think they can pick up the seat in the 2018 midterms, but as Mallory Nopain reports from Virginia Public Radio, first, they have to choose a candidate.
The two Democratic contenders for the 7th District faced off in a forum Thursday night in Henrico County. The winner of the June primary will take on Dave Bratt, an economics professor and Tea Party darling. Both Democratic candidates seem to think attacking Bratt is a winning strategy. Abigail Spanberger is a former CIA officer. She recalled going to one of Bratt's town halls.
Our elected representative was far more interested in lecturing than he was in listening. And as a constituent in the 7th District, that bothered me.
The second candidate is Dan Ward. He's a former Marine who grew up outside Culpeper.
And Dave Bratt is a yes man to Donald Trump, and it's time for us to step up and stop what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Virginia voters elect representatives in all 11 congressional districts in November. The Cook Political Report has highlighted 4 districts as competitive, including the 7th. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Governor Ralph Northam has signed into law a new health care bill that may help small business owners access health care. The bill will allow self-employed people to access health insurance plans on the small group business marketplace without hiring additional employees. Previously, the plans required a business to have two employees. Grassroots group Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance advocated for the bill. Many in the group are self-employed or small business owners who were taken aback when rates on the Affordable Care Act's individual marketplace tripled this year. The increases in Charlottesville and Albemarle, Greene, and Fluvanna counties were the highest in the country, according to an analysis by the Daily Progress. The grassroots group says the bill provides only temporary relief to some in the Charlottesville area, so the group will continue to dispute the rates set by the only insurer on the marketplace, Optima Health. Finally, as part of our recognition of National Autism Awareness Month, all during April, WMRA is examining the spectrum disorder and the people affected by it. Today, we explore how animal therapy, specifically using horses and dogs, can help kids with autism. WMRA's Jesse Nadler reports.
Brady is 13 years old and has autism. Unlike some kids on the spectrum, Brady is a thrill seeker. He loves the water, loves roller coasters. Perusing the aisles at a loud and crowded box store, not a problem. It's also extremely difficult for Brady to communicate. He tends to echo speech repeatedly. But this hasn't stopped Brady from riding horses since before kindergarten. He's involved in the therapeutic riding program at Ride with Pride, a horse facility in Augusta County. Tonight, he mounts a Welsh Clydesdale cross named Maggie from an elevated ramp. He's supported by his instructor, Alex Walden. Four handlers surround Maggie from the ground.
Hey, Brady, can I have a really loud walk on? Walk on? Walk on? Nice!
It is a huge deal for Brady to be able to receive and give direction, particularly from on top of a horse. And that, in a nutshell, is why his mom, Elisa, enrolled him in Ride with Pride. It has given Brady a voice. When he first started the program, he would barely look at the horses. Now he literally takes the reins. Instructor Alex Walden.
He did his first horse show, which is a big deal. He actually went through like the different tasks, and he won ribbons, and his mom was so proud of him, and I was so proud of him.
Horsemanship for people with autism can defy expectations. Program director Kelsey Lasher.
I think that people tend to label that somebody has autism, but the reality is that they're an individual person, and they all communicate differently. They all interpret things differently. So we've got to teach them and work with them differently, just like we would other human beings as well. So they're not labeled by their disability.
And Maggie, she's pretty much zen. Careful, calm, but she's still a horse. In the middle of Brady's ride, she paused to shake her head.
Wow!
It's okay.
Well,
did you like it?
Faster.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
His mom says it was one of the first times she's ever heard Brady use the word faster. Dogs are also another widely used form of therapy for people on the spectrum. Take Sam in Charlottesville. Sam is 11 years old. He loves math, trucks, and tractors. He's also prone to anxiety. And unlike Brady, he prefers to stay home where things are safe and predictable. About a year ago, his family got a service dog, a big, calm black lab named Forrest.
Oh, is his tail wagging you?
That's Sam's mom, Jessica Neal.
Whose dog is that?
Sam's.
Does he make you calm?
Yes.
When does he make you calm?
Crying.
When you're crying?
Forrest has a way of dialing in on Sam's anxiety. He was dialed into Sam even before he really met him. Jessica recounts the very first night they brought Forrest home. Forrest hadn't really been introduced to the three brothers. Sam is the only one with autism, yet Forrest was able to sense which bedroom Sam slept in. Sam likes to sleep with his bedroom door closed.
Forrest walked down the hallway to sit outside of Sam's room and started whining a little bit. And I was kind of like, okay. So I just opened Sam's door and he kind of poked his head in there and just looked and just, he just wanted the door to be open. He didn't do that with any of the other kids. He just somehow knew that was his person right away, immediately, the very first day that they met.
Jessica attributes this intuitiveness not only to careful training, but breeding. It costs approximately $40,000 over 2 years to raise, train, and place a successful service dog, according to Service Dogs of Virginia, where Forrest came from. They receive enough funding that they're able to provide service dogs at no cost to those in need.
I feel like we won the lottery.
Jessica says Forrest now knows Sam so well, he's able to sense when Sam's about to get upset, sometimes even before she does. Forrest will toddle over to Sam's side for a deep pet or even lay down so Sam can use his body like a giant pillow.
And you can just see, it's amazing, Sam's whole body will just kind of melt.
It's still unclear exactly why animal therapy seems to work for autism. Little scientific research has been conducted, according to the Autism Society of America. They say its effectiveness has to be evaluated individually. If it seems to work, go with it. And for Jessica, the Forrest effect has changed her entire family.
I am more calm as his mom. His brothers are more calm. We're all more relaxed.
It's meant that Sam is now able to join his brothers in activities that would have been unthinkable a few years ago. He even went trick-or-treating last October with his furry buddy tethered to his side. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
Support for WMRA special series Autism in Virginia comes from Paul Oba Ford & Lincoln, a family-owned dealership for more than 50 years in Stanton on Lee Jackson Highway or at oba.com.
Learn more about animal therapies and our month-long series on autism at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday the 13th.